You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A body found Monday near railroad tracks on San Antonio's southwest side is believed to be connected to the six people who were discovered dead inside a Union Pacific train boxcar in Laredo on Sunday. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says investigators believe the man may have fallen or been thrown from the train after a rail car door opened. Salazar also says authorities learned someone inside the rail car may have reached out to relatives for help as temperatures climbed dangerously high.
There was a phone call made to the SAPD from someone in another state that had received a text message or a message of some sort from a relative. They were in a boxcar and it was getting very, very hot and that they were having some physical trouble.
Salazar says the person who sent the message was likely one of the five men and one woman who were found dead in Laredo. The San Antonio ISD School Board is considering asking voters to approve a tax rate increase for teaching and learning in November. DPR education reporter Camille Phillips has more.
Texas lets districts access up to 17 additional cents to operate schools with voter approval. SAISD is already using almost 14 of those 17 cents. SAISD Chief Financial Officer Crystal Hermisch told trustees Monday that accessing the final 3 cents would generate about $7 million for the district.
Approximately on a $230,000 home with the homestead exemptions applied, it would be a pretty minimal tax increase at around $23.
Hermisch says those final 3 cents could push SAISD over into recapture if enrollment declines and property values increase. But current projections still put the district with a net gain of about $7 million a year for the next few years. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
And in other news from SAISD, the district's bond task force is having to go back to the drawing board due to new numbers they received from Bexar County last month, lowering property value estimates. District officials say flat property values and higher bond interest rates mean they've lost about $150 million in bonding capacity. Mario Barrera is chair of the community task force. He says the committee was looking at a $750 or $900 million bond, but now he's hesitant to go beyond $600 million.
We are SAISD. We are our city's namesake. Our kids deserve better. And so I think with $600 million, we could do two new schools, two replacement schools.
Barrera says the lowered bond capacity means most of the funding would need to be spent on critical maintenance. SAISD is planning to go out for a bond election in November. The Texas Secretary of State and some Bexar County leaders are sparring over the timeline to integrate the county's new election system. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The Texas Secretary of State, Jane Nelson, says the timeline set by the county to integrate voter registration records from the county's new voter system for the November elections is unrealistic and unworkable. In a return letter to County Judge Peter Sakai, Nelson says her staff will respond with a schedule to connect the county's VR system to the state's TEAM system that is timely and feasible. The county says the state's TEAM system is slow and has caused backlogs of registered voters. Alicia Pierce, Assistant Secretary of State for Communications, says the state has had 5 successful elections using the new TEAM system. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Advocates, policymakers, and recipients of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, met on Monday to discuss efforts from the Trump administration aimed to weaken the program. Tania Chavez Camacho is the executive director of the social justice organization LUPE. She says the Rio Grande Valley has become a hotspot for DACA detention cases.
When you have to go to work, come back and forth through a checkpoint, and you are a DACA recipient, you are more at risk of getting detained and subsequently deported.
DACA was created to protect undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. A recent ruling from the Board of Immigration Appeals indicates that DACA status is not enough to terminate deportation proceedings. Since last year, more than 300 DACA recipients have been detained. More than 90 have been deported. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.